Action looks like we could have some showers and thunderstorms around us, but any time from today into tomorrow. Looks like it gets drier after that, and Saturday looks like a nice day. Not out of the question there's a shower or thunderstorm Saturday night or Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, high 81. Mostly cloudy, a shower or thunderstorm around tonight, low 66 inland, 71 lakeside. Tomorrow, a shower or thunderstorm in spots early, otherwise mostly cloudy. High temperature 83, then partly sunny Friday, high 77. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
70 degrees Kenosha, Burlington 67, thank you very much. Milwaukee at 71, I hate that, and 71 degrees in Racine. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
Sounds so heavenly, though.
Yeah.
What is that?
Computer.
Uh-huh. You can turn the volume down on that, you know.
Well, you know, I can only do so many things at one time.
It's a very good point, Tom. So, Kenosha School Board, they bailed on Olin Arrington Jr., huh?
Based on the request of the family.
Now, that was Arrington's son?
Correct.
Boy, he gave him a lifeline, didn't he? He said that his dad would not. That's why they should have at least honored him with the naming of the field. They could have kept Mary D. Bradford Stadium and then named it Olin Arrington Jr. Field.
That is not to say that they might not name something else for him.
Got to do something.
Well, that may come yet.
I should be in charge of naming everything.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Listen.
I'm good at it.
Listen to yourself.
And now...
Even the mayor's eyes rolled when you talked about the basketball team.
Yeah, the Racine Kringles.
Yeah.
Our developmental league team. A $40 million project in downtown.
Now, that's just the proposed event center. You know, everybody says arena. It's an event center because it would incorporate many other things, aside from possibly the two teams.
Right, and a minor league hockey team.
Yeah.
Got to come up with a name for that. How about the Racine Ice Fishers?
No.
Go Fish. That could be the...
Once again.
Go Fish.
This is a good reason why you should never be in charge of naming anything.
I named you the Great Tom Karkle. That's a good name.
The report, by the way.
Sweet Lou Turner.
Yeah. Again, the
Mike MC Hammer Clemens.
I'm trying to go right past this. The $40 million is only about the facility itself, the event facility. The hotel would be a separate issue. That's a private developer. And the restaurant, the same thing. And so it's only that $40 million toward the arena, if you will.
They could make the Zamboni look like a ice fishing shack as it travels around the ice in between periods. How awesome would that be?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's us, it's Racine, Sheboygan, and Oshkosh.
Oshkosh. Only Oshkosh and Racine, according to the gentleman who talked last night.
Oh, I thought Sheboygan was still
just the two left. Well, no.
Does Oshkosh have a current facility, do you know?
I do not believe they do, but ooh, don't hold me to that.
I would think that Oshkosh has a little bit of an upper hand on us.
It all depends. We were told in the presentation last night, the gentleman indicated that members of the Bucks, and he didn't indicate whom or who, would be in the Racine area Friday, taking a look around.
I think it is our advantage. We're closer to Milwaukee, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're closer to Mitchell Field, which they would be coming in and out of. I mean, if Racine, for example, gets the team and they have to fly a kid in to get with the Bucks somewhere, he's going to come through Mitchell Field. That's closer.
Yeah.
And plus, of course, we have the advantage of already having the team name, the Racine Kringles.
Yeah.
And we have the chant, Kringles, 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 sweet.
Anybody want to lay odds on that's going to be the name and the chant?
And the mascot, Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
Come on. Got to figure out what the name of the arena would be.
Yeah.
Well, we could name it the Olin Arrington Jr. Arena.
No, we couldn't.
No, we couldn't.
That's not Kenosha.
That's right.
So there will be the next discussion will be an open session of the County Board's Executive Committee, and that'll be next Tuesday evening, and that's where the mayor, assuming the mayor will be there. This time, and he'll be talking about what this is all about.
I hope he gets all fired up. You know how he gets. Mayor Dickert gets all fired up about these things. Good spokesperson for Racine, no doubt.
He always has been.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll think of the name for the hockey team. You don't like the Ice Fishermen.
Yeah.
It's a little.
There's a team named the Ice Dogs in minor league.
How about the Ice Breakers? Break the ice.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Wow.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Coming up momentarily, one guy who's very creative is our next guest, Rich Cohn, the author of the book on the Rolling Stones and a regular contributor to this quality broadcast in the Power Rotation. He is coming up after WRJN covers sports next.
I'm Tom Burris, president of Burris Seed. We're always thinking five steps ahead to protect your farm and help growers make the right decisions for every soil type.